This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Connie Phillips, President and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest. Connie, welcome to KXEI.
Thank you so much.
Connie, can you tell me what your organization's mission is?
Yes, our mission is to stabilize lives during times of crisis and transition, to build a foundation where people can thrive, and to preserve dignity and respect for the most vulnerable in Arizona.
And how does your organization work towards that mission?
We have two focus areas in which we work. We work with refugee resettlement and supporting refugees in the community in Tucson. And we also provide services to older adults and people with disabilities, home-based services, so that they can stay in their homes and provide personal care so that they can age where they would like to.
And Connie, can you talk a little bit about the refugee resettlement program and how refugees arriving here in Tucson are connected to Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest?
Sure. Refugees who qualify to be resettled in the United States come to us through our partnership with Episcopal Migration Ministries. And so they are sent to Tucson with the knowledge that we will be meeting them at the airport. We will have already obtained an apartment for them. They'll have food when they arrive. We try to pair them always with either a congregation or a community group to walk alongside them. We provide basic support and cultural education and case management to help them to get enrolled in school, to get employment, and to get up on their feet. When refugees come into the United States, they've been completely vetted and they are able to work from day one. And refugee resettlement is a self-sufficiency program. So families are expected to support themselves and to be completely self-sufficient within 3 to 6 months. They even pay back the cost of their travel to the United States. It's a travel loan.
And Connie, can you tell me a little bit about some of those specific services that you offer?
I'd love today to talk about our refugee youth mentoring program. It is a really critical program that focuses on the resilience of youth who come to the United States as refugees. Many of them come from very traumatic backgrounds, but this program really focuses on their resilience rather than their hardship and helps them use those skills that they've developed to build a real growth mindset and invest in themselves through setting achievable goals around areas such as their college readiness, their career exploration, and build their English language skills and their life skills. They meet weekly with a mentor that is selected from the Tucson community. We hope to be able to match 120 youth with mentors this year, and our mentors come from all over community partners. This program is able to help them explore their horizons, think about what else they might want to do, and then develop the skills to be able to go on in education, go on to college, get certifications, get further than just if they were to continue to work at a job where it may limit their ability to really thrive in the United States.
Well, I know that Tucson has been a refugee resettlement community for quite some time and that Lutheran Social Services has been there for a very long time as well. So it's great to hear about the program specifically for youth in the community. Connie Phillips, President and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest, thank you so much for joining me on KXEI today.
Thank you for having me and for your helping us spread the word about Refugee Mentor Program. It's an important program and we'd invite everyone to come and learn more about it. You might be a great mentor.
To learn more, visit lss-sw.org. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.